Okay, so the idea is pattern on the ground, visualization in the mind. Any questions on that?
It's a cold and windy December weekend. About 20 students are looking closely at a group of dog tracks in deep snow.
When that animal really gets going, it can be quite difficult to see whether it is a rota or a transverse gallop.
Pro tracking guide Jim Halfpenny is teaching them to figure out how fast an animal was moving based on the distance between footprints.
From the tracks, you want to be able to see in your mind how the animal's moving, and that may give you clues then what the behavior is, why it's using a particular behavior.
The gray-bearded Halfpenny travels to Wisconsin every winter to help train volunteer trackers for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Volunteers learn skills like how to identify different kinds of scat and how to tell a dog's tracks from a wolf's.
The natural history detective gathers all the clues. You have to avoid jumping to a conclusion until you've got as many clues as you can.
After 2 days of training, volunteers have to pass a test to show they know what they're doing. Then they're assigned a survey block. Each winter, they'll brave the cold and the back roads, looking for signs of wolves and other carnivores.
Actually, it wasn't difficult. It was fun. I really enjoyed being out there and seeing wolf tracks. You know, like I said before, they were gone here in 1960.
Norm Paulton started volunteer tracking 17 years ago because of a fascination with wolves. He says he's watched the population rebound from near extinction.
And to see them come back and multiply and expand. Every year, it became more fun because you'd see more and more tracks and know there were more and more wolves coming back.
They started coming back in the 1970s with just a handful of individuals. But by the 90s, there were so many wolves, DNR staff couldn't keep tabs on them. And so the volunteer tracking program was born, a way to involve citizens and get better data. Jim Halfpenny has served as a consultant to the DNR program. He explains it has grown to cover more than half the state.
Wisconsin has the largest geographic range of a tracking study in the world and the most concentration on learning from tracking in the world. There's no other place comparable with so many people spread out so far doing a quality job and pulling all that data together for a report each year.
That report is used to determine one of the state's more controversial policies, the wolf hunt. Wolves did so well in Wisconsin that they were taken off the state's endangered species list in 2004. Last winter, Wisconsin held its first ever wolf hunt and killed over 100 wolves. This season, hunters and trappers took twice that many. Controversy has raged over whether Wisconsin's wolf population can sustain the impact. DNR carnivore specialist Dave McFarland says wolves' relatively small numbers make the count even more important.
Population abundance is one of those key parameters for effective management. If we're going to manage a population, knowing how many there are is one of those fundamental pieces of information. And that's especially true when you're dealing with smaller populations.
Before this year's hunt, wolf numbers in Wisconsin sat at just above 800. The DNR uses radio collars to track some of those wolves' movements, but that's an expensive approach.
Having 100 people out every winter tracking wolves is a level of effort that just couldn't be replicated by the department on their own. We just simply don't have the resources to do it. And so this volunteer effort allows us to have a more complete count of our wolf population than would be possible without.
Neighboring Michigan only counts wolves every few years, and officials only sample part of the state. Wisconsin's Army of Trackers is monitoring every place wolves are likely to show up. Jim Halfpenny says the result is a kind of accuracy that's about more than numbers.
So it's become, in many ways, more sophisticated level. No longer can you say, I just saw a bobcat track. Now we got to document where and what was it doing and keep track of that animal over time. So the level of sophistication of the data that we're gathering has increased dramatically in the last quarter century.
And the cost of all this information is practically nothing. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.